In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tug Entertainment or its partners.
And there's no stopping us right now.
Welcome to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now, here is your host, third degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Good morning, I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business, coming to you this April Fool's Monday morning from New York. And I just have to take a moment and wish my youngest son, DJ, a very happy 14th birthday today. It was actually 14 years ago today that he played the ultimate April Fool's Day joke on me by coming into the world around 8:30 that morning. And his father and I have been forever grateful for his entrance into our lives and the continued April Fool's Day jokes that he brings us. So happy birthday, DJ. I couldn't let today go by without saying that. If you've listened to Act Local Marketing before, you know that I have my talking points at the top of the hour, and I'd like to leave you with today's takeaway, as I call it, which gives you one action you can take right now to help you with your business marketing. Today, let's focus on building relationships in this online world we find ourselves swimming in. I actually have two guests that are going to be joining the discussion today. In fact, they used to work together, which is how I met them both, and they both have immense vision into using the internet as a tool to grow your business. You don't want to miss their insights. But before I introduce the first of those two guests, who is a multiple New York Times bestselling author, by the way, I want to delve into this concept of relationships online. For many a local business and small business owner, that's a difficult concept to grasp. How do you have a relationship with the customer without being in their actual presence, without being able to look them in the eye? The internet is a virtual world full of virtual real estate. In fact, that term, virtual real estate, is one I've used for years because it so accurately describes the internet and all the places we travel to within it. And I actually learned that term from my first guest, whom you'll meet during the next segment of the show. So when I speak to audiences, I'm always quick to remind them that the internet is simply a tool. I call it a tool of communication because really everything that happens online is some form of communication. Communication and rapport are building blocks to any connection we eventually have with our customers. I think it's worthwhile to go deeper into this idea of rapport. Tony Robbins said, and I'll quote him for a moment, "Rapport is the ability to enter someone else's world to make him feel that you understand him, that you have a strong common bond." And that's exactly what we want to do with our customers, our clients, however you refer to them. We want to create that common bond. And I'm not talking about a false bond. That's not an authentic thing and not what you should be looking to do. In fact, it's downright icky and nobody likes it and you can smell it a mile away. I'm talking about honest rapport so that you can forge strong ties to your clients, fulfill their needs, and build your business. So building rapport sounds like something that has to be done in person. But in the age of the internet, that's just not true. Many of the things we would rely on to build rapport in person actually remain true on the internet in that virtual world. So, for instance, a first step to building rapport is often finding some sort of common ground with you and your customer. In the real world, you might do that through conversation, asking questions, getting something common with them. Online, it's easily done through search functions on any website. Take Twitter, for example, as it is one of my favorites, and I think probably the least understood of the social media platforms, especially by local and small business owners like you. So on Twitter, you can search the entire Twitterverse for people in your geographic location that you consider your business territory, whether it's by a city name, a county, a region. If it has a name, chances are other people already on Twitter are using that name, referring to that region in some of their chatter. And you can find them and start building rapport. In real life, you would consider your appearance. You know that saying, right? You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. It's true online as well. If your social media profiles are not fully developed, if you don't have photos identifying yourself or your business, if the details are sketchy or the overall appearance is just downright crappy, that's your first impression. That was an opportunity that's not working for you. Real rapport requires empathy, the ability to see things from someone else's point of view. In person, you don't build rapport by talking about yourself all the time, right? You have one mouth and two ears for a reason. So why would you consider jumping on Twitter and pushing nothing but specials and buy now and here's a discount limited time offer? That's not a conversation. It's a sales pitch. Sales pitches do not build rapport. You wouldn't walk up to a stranger at a cocktail party and start this conversation by saying, I'm Joe, and my restaurant is having a 2-for-1 dessert night this Wednesday. What time would you like to make a reservation for? Right? People would run from you. The internet is really no different, except that you can't see them running. So you may not realize you've engineered a mass exodus. And then you wonder why your online marketing isn't working. This all leads me to today's takeaway. Remember, I told you I want to make sure you have one action you can take today that will help you grow your business even further. If you have any profiles online, whether it be on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or any other social platform that's specific to your business, look and see what first impression you're giving to those potential customers and clients. Are those profiles 100% complete? Do they sound like a sales pitch, or are they authentic like a face-to-face conversation would be? In fact, if you really want unbiased feedback, you could go hire someone on Odesk.com, or which is where a lot of freelancers hang out, or Fiverr.com, to read them and give you their first impression of what you do and how you come off to them. And do yourself a favor. Make sure you give them the freedom to be truthful. Just because you pay them for their feedback doesn't mean they have to be nice to you. You're not looking for nice, but you are looking for honesty. Then you can fix your messaging and start building rapport with your customers and clients online as well as offline. And that, my friends, is today's takeaway. If you have any questions, feel free to send me an email to actlocal@kaylinamadio.com. Now, before I introduce my first guest, I need you to get connected and communicate with me. So like I do every week, I leave it to you to choose your favorite method. You can find links to all of your favorite social media platforms and, of course, my email that I just mentioned on the Act Local show page at rockstarradionetwork.com. And if you're hearing me for the first time, I will remind you that Twitter is my favorite social media platform. You can find me there often, and you can easily speak to me there. So go to the show page, and you'll find a link to Twitter. My handle is at Kaylin Amadio, and I realize you probably won't be able to spell it. I blame my mother for that, so just go to the show page and follow the Twitter link to me. You can join the conversation during and after the show here about Act Local by using the hashtag, and remember, hashtag it's pound sign, Act Local Marketing. So I want to remind you to leave reviews for the show on iTunes and subscribe if you haven't already. That always helps us move around in those ratings. It helped us show up on the What's Hot list last week, which is always cool because then more local businesses and small businesses find us. Now I want to tell you a little bit about the guest that I'm bringing on right after this break. So you're going to help me welcome Joel Kamm. Joel Kamm is a pioneer of the World Wide Web, having built his first site in 1995. Since then, he has demonstrated success and expertise in site creation and monetization, social media, mobile marketing, iPhone application and development, video production, and much more. And he is the New York Times bestselling author of 5 books, an internationally recognized speaker and an influential voice in social media. Joel lives with his family in Loveland, Colorado, and you will be able to look him up on his website at www.joelkamm.com. And I know it's ironic that an internet marketing guru has the last name Kamm, but his is spelled with 2 M's. So you'll be looking for Joel, JoelComm. And on Twitter, his handle is at Joel Kamm. I met Joel and the next guest that I'm going to be bringing on at halfway through the show when I went to their offices in Loveland, Colorado in 2010. And it's actually a 3-day training I did with them that brought me to the realization of how I was going to change my business. And it's one of the reasons why I'm on the radio today. So when we get back from break, you're going to get to hear my interview. Great time here on Act Local Marketing.
Us right now, I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back. Get ready for Wise Up Radio, leveraging your learning, leadership, and legacy with Donna Kimbrand, the edgy evolutionary, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. If you're an entrepreneurial leader or visionary, stay ahead of your game with insights, tools, and strategies that give you the thought leader's edge. Each week, join Donna and her guests as she'll ask the edgy questions, help you discover game-changing shortcuts to better thinking and learning, how to explore the ripple effects of leadership excellence, and how to create your life as a living legacy, where the legacy you leave is the life you live. As thought leaders, you need strategies to help you enjoy the confidence and thrill of riding the wave of rapid change. For more on Donna, check out her website, GameChangerThinking.com. Then join the conversation and sharpen up your wits on Wise Up Radio with Donna Kimbrand, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Get ready to learn and play with Mrs. A, your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Did you know that kids are only 20% of the population, but they are 100% of the future? How are you preparing your child for that future? The years between the ages of 0 and 6 are crucial for learning and development. Barbara Allison is a teacher, parent, and author on supporting children's early learning. Learning starts even before a child is born, and parents are children's first teacher. Join Mrs. A for ideas, tips, and suggestions for fun learning and play activities as she helps you support your child. Starting early is starting smart.
For more on Mrs. A, her books, the show, and her blog, check out her website, 123kindergarten.com. Then, come learn and play with Mrs. A, with your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. And I want to introduce you to my guest, as promised, Joel Kamm. Joel, welcome to Act Local Marketing.
Hi, Kaylin. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, thank you for making the time to come on. You know, I did your introduction before we went to break because I know we only have you for this one segment and they go by extremely fast. So because we don't have a lot of time with you, I would normally ask a guest to tell me a little bit about their entrepreneurial journey that sort of got them to this point in time. But instead, our time is limited. So I'm going to let people Google you if they want to learn about your entrepreneur's journey that got you here. Instead, I want to spend
That's fine,
our time...
Yeah.
I want to spend our time picking your brain a little bit on behalf of my listeners and my marketplace, which is local business owners. They tend to be small business owners, and they also tend to be baby boomer business owners who are my general listeners. And I want to get your insight on harnessing the internet at the local level. So, these business owners hear about social media constantly, but not all of them are convinced they need to be using it still. What would you tell someone in this market segment about why they should use social media even at the local level?
Well, I would ask them this question. Would you open your retail shop in the middle of nowhere and expect people to come by? Well, of course you wouldn't. Location, location, location is everything. You want to be where the people are. Well, guess what? It's 2013 and the people are online. Yes, even the people in their local town. And so those who are leveraging social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Google+, what have you, Pinterest, have a distinct advantage over those who don't. So if people are okay with their competition having an advantage over them, then I would say don't use social media for local. But if they want to compete in today's marketplace, then they need to be getting involved and going to where the discussion is taking place. You know, I like to say Twitter is the water cooler of our time. It's where people are talking about anything and everything, including what's happening in their own town. And so it is... at their own peril, local business owners ignore and don't get involved in that conversation in social media.
And I agree. You're preaching to the choir, but I know it needs to be said again and again and again because I'm constantly dumbfounded, you know, by the local business owners I meet, especially in that baby boomer age range, who are still confused by the whole thing. Or they jump on it and they use it as advertising. They confuse marketing with advertising, like from the Mad Men era.
Exactly. It's either fear because they're not sure how they're going to do it, or just ignorance. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. They just don't know what to do with it. And so traditional advertising is mean you'd place an ad into, you know, the newspaper or on a billboard or that. What is that thing they used to call the yellow pages? You know, and people would, come in based on that. So they're using that same model for social media. And those of us who have been around long enough to know better know that that's totally ineffective. In fact, it's counterproductive.
Right. I often preach that the internet is a tool of communication. It's not a, you know, it's not a tool of advertising. So you shouldn't really treat it any differently.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So let's see. Do you have a rule of thumb necessarily, where about where a local business should start online in general and in social media specifically. If they're starting out with nothing, which unfortunately many of them still are, what would your advice be to getting online and getting into social media?
Well, in general, the first thing you have to do is you have to have your own website, you know, just like you have your own storefront or, you know, phone number that people reach you at. You have to have your own website, because the purpose of social media is not to grow your social media presence. Yes, you want fans, you want followers, you want engagement, but the ultimate purpose of it is to drive that conversation to your place, in this case, your website, your business, your location, your services. And so always start with a website, and don't have the kid next door do it, because he'll do it for a few bucks unless he is an incredible prodigy. Get it done professionally. Get it done right, because I find that this is one of the most intimidating things for business owners, is just getting started. But once they get over that hurdle and they've got that website set up and they understand how to blog and how to add content and bring value to the community through what they have to share, it becomes a lot less intimidating. Then you start using social media and Facebook and Twitter to bring value to that community, which ultimately drives them back to your website.
Do you have any opinion about which social media platform to start with, depending on what kind of business they're in?
I have opinions about everything, Kaylin. Ask me anything, I'll have an opinion. You know, I really think that the majority of people are on Facebook, and that is really the place to start connecting with friends and family and associates and people who are going to be on your side and maybe share your business with others, and you know, you can create your fan page for your business there. That, I think that's where I would start with a presence.
Okay. Now I want to switch to a slightly different topic and talk about mobile a little bit.
Okay.
Mobile is this tsunami that I think most people never saw coming. And that's especially true at the local business level. So, I mean, the internet was one thing and we've all gotten accustomed to it. Whether you like it or not is another question. But mobile just, you know, it was this overwhelming force.
Right.
How can a local business really leverage the power of mobile?
You know, my tune on this has changed over the years, and even now it's changing. One of the frustrations of businesses, both small, medium, and large, all sizes, is that there has not been a workable convergence of mobile and social and marketing. They're all trying to put the pieces together and make it work, but what you've got are businesses that have this very disparate and disconnected, disjointed approach to reaching people, and they're really just grasping at whatever tools are out there, but none of them are really doing it effectively yet. And I think so because of that, I would not encourage anyone to spend a lot on apps or short codes or anything like that until the industry sees the missing link come into play between social and mobile and marketing. And I believe it's on the way. I believe within the next year or two, we are going to see that aha connection. In fact, I know this to be true because I've already figured it out and am working on something, which I'm not going to talk about yet. And I'm not saying that what I'm going to do is going to be the answer to everything, but somebody who does, who gets it, like I understand it and executes it properly, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. And it's going to be that moment that changes everything for businesses of all sizes, because they're finally going to be able to engage with their customer, reach them directly, and not have to have all these other presences and try to bring this disjointed mess together.
Now you have me drooling.
That
is so unfair, you know?
I know, like I do to my kids.
You know, you can't tell somebody something like that and then not share. That's very unfair of you.
Well, I'll give you this much. Imagine if merchants of all sizes were able to reach their prospects and their customers by mobile, get their feedback and opinion on their experience at any time, and receive rewards all within one application. from all merchants.
From all merchants.
Right. Well, all that would choose to participate, and right. they will, because this is what they've been looking for. Everybody's frustrated with mobile, you know, because you've got people telling, well, you need to have your own application. Hey, you know what? That's great if you're, you know, a giant and you want to have your own app and somebody wants to install the Starbucks app or the Pizza Hut app on their phone because it's got unique functionality. But even those apps are not getting the type, they don't have the feedback that they really want. They're not getting the data. When people post a poll, for example, on Facebook, there might be some public data that is, you know, yes, I like this, no, I don't, maybe I do, right? Everybody can see that. But the real people who are benefiting from that data is Facebook. They know who the people are behind those questions, not the merchants who are asking the questions. Facebook knows the demographics, not the people who are posting the surveys. So what if there were a way that the actual merchants themselves controlled the questions and received the data so they know who their customer is? I believe they would flock to it.
Interesting. That's interesting. And it's a difficult discussion, especially at the local business level when their marketing dollars are, you know, non-existent, or, you know, they have to be very frugal about it. They don't have huge budgets. You know, you can't tell someone like that, oh, yeah, you need an app. I mean, that's not the way to go. I mean, I want exactly. their websites to be visible by mobile if they have a website. You know, I want it to be useful in a mobile form. But other than that, yeah, apps are not something that we're really looking at yet at this level in the marketplace. So knowing that local, we only have about a minute left, I think, before we're going to break.
Okay.
But knowing that getting the online marketing mix right is a big challenge for local businesses. What would your advice be to them in helping to get that right?
Well, like I say, you have to have your blog. You have to be sharing your expertise. And your blog should not be a brochure. I see it all the time, and you do too, where it's just, here's who we are, and it's the same thing that they might have in a printed trifold brochure. There needs to be content. There needs to be value brought. There needs to be giving to the community of the information, the knowledge, the expertise that you have in your particular niche, so that people will want to come back and they'll like you, they get to know you better, they'll trust you, and of course that opens the door for a transaction to take place. That's key.
Exactly. We have to go to break. Joel Kamm, thank you so much for spending time with us on Act Local Marketing.
Thanks, Dylan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kalen returns after a short break with more strategies and...
Yep.
Get ready to learn and play with Mrs. A, your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Did you know that kids are only 20% of the population, but they are 100% of the future? How are you preparing your child for that future? The years between the ages of 0 and 6 are crucial for learning and development. Barbara Allison is a teacher, parent, and author on supporting children's early learning. Learning starts even before a child is born, and parents are children's first teacher. Join Mrs. A for ideas, tips, and suggestions for fun learning and play activities as she helps you support your child. Starting early is starting smart. For more on Mrs. A, her books, the show, and her blog, check out her website, 123kindergarten.com. Then, come learn and play with Mrs. A, with your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Get ready for Smart Health with your host, Dr. Glenn Mia. Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Smart Health is a one-hour program dedicated to discussions, interviews, and news in the ever-changing world of medicine. Information leads to smart choices, and smart choices lead to a healthier lifestyle. That's the quote of host and broadcast journalist, Dr. Glenn Mia, M.D. This magazine-style radio show is a fast-paced program bringing together medical experts, authors, and patients to examine what works and what doesn't in staying healthy. Dr. Glenn Mia is a board-certified physician in pediatrics and internal medicine. His philosophy to wellness starts with an investment. He says proper nutrition, rest, and exercise are the best personal investments to maintaining good health. So join us for Smart Health with Dr. Glenn Mia, Fridays at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. I want to again thank my guest, Joel Kamm, for making the time for us this morning. I know we had to end with him quickly, so I just want to say thank you again to Joel. And remember, you can find his books on Amazon, those five books that I mentioned. His website is Joel Kamm with two M's. I know, ironic, right? JoelComm.com. And on Twitter, he is at Joel Kamm. Now, this is the first time I've actually had a second guest on the same show. So I'm going to give you another introduction. I want you to learn more about my next guest, Dan Nickerson. Dan has created many innovative web concepts over the years, including one of the web's very first text link advertising programs back in 1998. Since 1995, he's developed and operated hundreds of websites and still runs many of his own membership, information product, and content sites. He also had his own web hosting business since 1998. One of the fastest website designers you will ever find, Dan is also a WordPress and a ClickBank expert. I know we don't talk about ClickBank that often, but we'll explain to you what that is while we're here. He can take an idea and transform it into a sellable product online in a matter of hours. So whether it is idea brainstorming, marketing, web design, WordPress, copywriting, or search engine optimization, Dan has done it all online in marketing. And he's the co-creator of Socrates. It's one of the most popular premium WordPress themes currently used on over 100,000 websites. And Dan is also the co-creator of the 12th most popular iPhone app of all time. Wait for it. The world famous iFart Mobile, which I'm sure all three of my sons have. Dan, welcome to Act Local Marketing.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kaylin.
Sure. I told people during the first segment that I actually met both you and Joel because you were working together, and I had gone to Colorado in 2010 to do a little three-day seminar with you guys to talk about many of these things that I just listed in Dan's great resume, right? And that's where I met you. And actually, there are two things I want people to know. First of all is that when you were working in Colorado for Infomedia, you had what I consider the coolest title ever on the face of the earth. Weren't you the VP of ideas?
The VP of ideas. So yeah, my basic job was to come up with product ideas and stuff all the time. And people was constantly asking me for my input and advice and ideas. And they said, what do you want your title to be? And I said, well, just call me VP of ideas, because it seems like that's pretty much what I focus on is creating, developing, and helping brainstorm ideas. So
that is the best title ever. And it really aptly describes you, because if you get to know Dan, you'll quickly realize that he is one of those guys that ideas just sort of like pour out of his head, you know, like water.
It's a curse.
I think it's terrific. I love being around.
I'd probably be a billionaire if I just had one idea and could stick to it. You know?
Well, that's the curse of the entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Right. Is having tons of ideas, but not never quite following through with any of them. And then or I shouldn't say any of them, but not all of them, or not waiting maybe to see if this was the best idea. You just, you start on something, but you never quite finish it. That's, you know, that's our curse as entrepreneurs. But the other thing that you don't know is that I had started fiddling around on the internet in 2007. And by 2008, I'd built my first website and I was starting to get into that whole online world and I incorporated. But I was one of those typical internet marketers that, you know, I was in the dark in my basement at my computer screen for hours and hours learning all this stuff. Right. And I finally, by 2010, came to the conclusion that I needed to come out into the light if I was actually going to build a business and not just a hobby. And I decided I did want to make it a business. And that's one of the reasons why I came to your 3-day seminar at the time. And what you probably don't realize is that while I was there, and I tell this story a lot, you said to me at some point, you know, towards the end of it, why are you here? You know what you need to know already. And why aren't you consulting other people on how to do this stuff? I don't know if you remember saying that to me.
Oh, vaguely. Yeah, I do. Because you seem to know pretty much what we were teaching. You knew it all. So,
and it was at that moment that the light bulb went off over my head and it sort of planted a seed. And you know what? Maybe I do know everything I need to know. And I'd been a consultant my whole life. I'd been a consulting engineer, right? So I knew the consulting model, business model very well. And why it hadn't occurred to me to do that before, I don't know. You can never see the forest for the trees in your own life, in your own business. And that was the seed that planted that turned my business into what it is now.
Oh, great. Well, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, so I always credit you with that all the time. You know, when you end up telling your own story, like the story of me when you meet new people or you do speaking engagements, I tell that piece of the story because you're the one that did that.
I joke to myself sometimes, truly, that I'm like the Johnny Appleseed of ideas. I meet so many people and I give so many business ideas when they tell me what they do. Hey, you ever think about doing this? And I always wonder whether someday it's going to come back, you know, Dan, here's a check for $10 million because you changed my life, you know.
But, wouldn't that be fabulous?
That's my retirement plan.
If I make $10 million in 1 year, I'll definitely give you a cut, Dan. Okay.
Oh,
I've said it publicly. Everyone heard it. It's a done deal. Thank you for planting that. That is a seed that you planted. And it took root. And I went, wow, you know, I'm looking about this all wrong. I need to do what I already know how to do. And that's be a consultant and help other people.
Great.
You know,
now
with my knowledge.
You've made my day with that. Thank you very much.
There you go. So let me ask you a few questions. I'll tell you the same thing I told Joel. In my consulting business, as well as my listenership on Act Local, they are small business owners, small to mid-sized business owners. They're almost all local businesses, right? They have, you know, a region. They're not national or international businesses. And they all tend to be baby boomers. Okay, that's sort of my niche, and those are the people who tune into this show to listen. So believe it or not, somewhere, and the statistic changes depending on what report you read, but between maybe 45 and 48% of small businesses still don't have websites. And I know I personally prefer my clients to get started with WordPress, a WordPress blog as their website. And I know you like WordPress.
Yes.
So can you share with us why?
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say too that I am a baby boomer, having been born in 64. So I'm the last year of the baby boomers. So I don't want people to think that I'm some young hotshot or something like that. But I love WordPress. I got started with WordPress, I don't know how many years ago it was now. It was the first year it came out. And I designed my first theme, I think it was in 2006 or 7. And the reason I like WordPress is because it does not involve having to learn other things like FTP, which is a dirty word to people who say, I don't want to learn FTP, I don't want to learn anything. WordPress is essentially a web management system that lets anybody log in via a website anywhere in the world and make changes and update a website live in real time without having to use a webmaster, without having to use any fancy programs like FTP or any HTML code. And it can be as simple or as complex as you want it. So if you want to have a simple information website, Or if you want to have a robust website that has 100 different functions that do all kinds of things, from membership programs to affiliate programs to e-commerce, then WordPress can pretty much do anything. And so if just like – and WordPress is actually like a – it's almost like having a smartphone these days, where WordPress is the phone, and then there's also all kinds of templates and themes and plugins that make their phones do something different.
Right.
So in essence, that's what's great. And I've made my living the last couple of years creating WordPress plugins. So I will have an idea for a function that WordPress doesn't do out of the box. And I will create a little piece of code for it that I can install in WordPress that does a particular function that not only myself, but others have been looking for. So that's why I like it, because if WordPress doesn't do something, I go, oh, there's a product I can make in a couple of days and sell.
Right.
And so that's why I like it, because it can do anything. It can be set up quickly. And the more you use it, the better you get. And there's also
the only platform that I'll build websites for people on.
Right. And the other thing, too, is that there are so many, if you're just starting out and if it scares you, there are literally tons of people that you could hire that can set it up for you very, very inexpensively. So, you know, when you talk about someone paying, you know, $5,000 for a website, you know, it doesn't have to do that. You can get a WordPress site set up very quickly, if not by yourself, then by paying someone $50 or so to have a site set up and operational, at least the basic one.
Right. And then you can play. It's fairly forgiving. I mean, you can screw it up if you dig through it too much or try to change too many things on your own. But if you're not messing around with it that way, it's pretty forgiving. So you can play a lot with your content and your images and the things you've got going on, and, you know, change them. And in case we're speaking Greek to anyone, you know, WordPress is really like a framework, and you can apply different skins to the outside of that framework so that you can change the way it looks really in just a couple of clicks of the mouse and decide if you like it or not. And you can alter it a little bit. And these plugins that Dan was talking about are, that was a good analogy. It's like putting an app on your phone. So it'll, you know, do something for you on the phone. Might be just one or two little things, but things that you need because it works for your business on your site. And a WordPress blog really can look like a website. You don't have to think of it as a traditional blog. It doesn't have to look as what, you know, your mind images a blog looks like. It really does look, you'd be surprised how many websites out there are WordPress blogs.
Yeah, that's the biggest misconception about WordPress, and it gets better every year. But when WordPress first came out, it was designed for bloggers, people that would post and talk about their cat every day kind of thing. And then over the years, more and more people said, this is an incredible platform for creating a website. And so now WordPress is synonymous with website creation. It's not synonymous with creating a blog.
Right.
But people still have that perception in some arenas that, no, I don't want a blog. I want a website.
I have a feeling that music means we're going to a break.
Okay.
So when we get back, more with Dan Nickerson on ACT Local Marketing.
Gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Get ready for Smart Health with your host, Dr. Glenn Mia. Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Smart Health is a one-hour program dedicated to discussions, interviews, and news in the ever-changing world of medicine. Information leads to smart choices, and smart choices lead to a healthier lifestyle. That's the quote of host and broadcast journalist Dr. Glenn Mia, MD. This magazine-style radio show is a fast-paced program bringing together medical experts, authors, and patients to examine what works and what doesn't in staying healthy. Dr. Glenn Mia is a board-certified physician in pediatrics and internal medicine. His philosophy to wellness starts with an investment. He says proper nutrition, rest, and exercise are the best personal investments to maintaining good health. So join us for Smart Health, a Rockstar Radio Network. In the annals of recorded history, there has never been anything that can compare to home movies. But now, in this modern era, where do you turn for the best information? Right here. It's the Home Movie Legacy Project, hosted by Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Learn how to organize, digitize, share on social media, use as genealogy research, repurpose, or even monetize found footage. Discover ways to find films about your own family that you didn't even know existed. Or create a documentary that can use the power of home movies to deliver a message that can impact the lives of many. For more on Rhonda and the show, go to our website, homemovielegacy.com. Then be here as the journey continues with the Home Movie Legacy Project with Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, Kaylin Amadio here, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with my second guest of the show. I still can't get over that. Makes the show go even faster, Dan Nickerson. And you can catch Dan on his website, danielnickerson.com. I'll spell it for you, danielnickerson.com. You can check out more about Dan there. And we were having a conversation about WordPress because we both love WordPress. And Dan, I had mentioned in your intro, I think last segment, that you are a co-creator of the Socrates theme, which is very popular. Now, in addition to Socrates, do you have any favorite free themes or paid themes that you would direct people towards if they're looking to set up their own WordPress website?
Yeah, and let me just preface this too. The biggest mistake, the number one mistake that people make when they get started with a website and with WordPress and with everything is that they get overwhelmed by all the choices that are out there for themes and so forth. And the other thing is they spend so much time trying to tweak a site to their liking. When the real key thing is you just have to focus on providing value to your visitors. So I just want to say that it's easy. I've seen people take months to get a site design-wise perfect in their mind when their visitor just really wants good content. So I just want to give that little lesson that think about your visitor first. Don't worry about the design so much. Most WordPress themes are designed to use out of the box, and that's one of the reasons why I created Socrates, was just so it would be easy to use out of the box and people wouldn't have to spend so much time tweaking it to their liking. But my favorite theme resource, I will say, is ThemeForest. It's themeforest.net, and there are thousands of themes that are really beautifully designed, and they come in different price ranges. WordPress itself has lots of themes. If you install WordPress on your domain, you can go into, you know, themes, install, and they'll actually show you popular ones that you can use. I've created another theme called Acme Theme, which is a really simple to use, inexpensive theme that has a lot of cool functions. And I've got an Acme 2.0 coming out in the next few weeks or so too. But as far as three free themes, I have trouble saying three. I can't say it.
Free themes.
It's a tough thing to say, you know,
yes,
five times fast. Yeah. There are many, many out there. So it's up to your individual taste. The reason that people will pay for a premium theme is usually because there are some extra customization elements that are built in, which makes things easier. WordPress itself comes with some basic themes to get started, like 2010, 2011, 2012 are their themes. And those will get you going. So if you just want a quick website set up fast, you can use the default WordPress design.
They're not bad at all. The 2010, you know, 12, I've actually used them as the jumping off point.
Right. And one of my websites. Yeah, my theme, Acme theme, is what's called a child theme. And what that means is that it actually works with the core WordPress. It just makes it a little bit better. So I just wanted a simple theme that did a few things that I really wish that their core theme did. But once again, the biggest thing is just to jump in and not be afraid. It's really about the content that you're sharing with the world. It's not about how fancy or how many features your theme has. But once you get that content up, then you go, oh, you know, I'd like to add a professional logo here. I'd like to add a professional header image here. I'd like to, you know, put a little opt-in box here or something like that. And those are the things that you can do later. But if you just want to jump in, there are plenty of free ways to do it. So.
And that's a good point, not to lament over how it looks. It's no different than your home. You know, you might enjoy redesigning the bathroom or redesigning the kitchen and even doing the work yourself, not even getting a contractor. And that's fine. And it's yours and you're going to use it every day and you love it. But that doesn't mean that everybody that walks in your home is really keen on, you know, how you did your bathroom or how you did your kitchen. And while you live in it and you're happy with it, you don't do that with your website. Don't spend tons of time making it as beautiful as you think it needs to be, because really it's not for you. It's for all the people who are going to come interact with it.
Right. So, and the other thing people try to do is that they have their own design things. Like, I really want a dark background with light print. I really want this. There's a reason why all the major websites in the world have white background and black text. It's because it's easy to read. It's easy to get around. So just totally forget doing anything that has fancy design elements, because what happens is people's attention span is so short that if they think they're going to have to struggle to read something, then they're going to leave. So you make it as easy as possible for them to see your message and read your message. And these days, the attention span is shorter and shorter. So make sure that if you're going to post copy that you break it up into multiple paragraphs and you bold highlight it, you know, you bold key terms and stuff to make it easy for someone to scan and read your message.
Exactly. Because it goes back to what I'm always preaching, that the internet's a tool of communication, not advertising. So don't look at your website like it's a nice magazine ad, because that's not what it is. It's not a billboard. People are going to try and get information. So it needs to be, you know, the book that they're reading or the newspaper they're reading, not the ad that they're looking at. So don't fall into that trap.
And the other mistake that people make is that they don't have a set action that they want their visitors to take. You know, so you look at these people's websites and they go, can you read my website? And I'm like, well, what do you want your reader to do? You know, well, I have a little opt-in form here. I have this link on page 2 that does something. It's just like people's attention span is just so short that if you want them to opt into something, if you want them to request a demo, if you want them to visit something, then make sure you tell them that, direct them to that. Make sure that your message is clear, that that's what you want them to do.
Right. And that's called a call to action, by the way.
Yeah, it's call to action. The other term is unique selling proposition. And what that means is what makes you different than other people? What is your unique selling proposition? What value are you bringing to that visitor that they can't get elsewhere? So, you need to have those two things.
Yeah. Another piece of advice that's popping in my head is that the fewer choices you give someone once they arrive on your site, the more likely they are to take the choice you want them to.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and I'll just give a quick example too, that I bought a beautiful theme on ThemeForest, and I redid one of my websites over to this theme. It was a multi-page corporate professional look. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to change the whole perspective of this site, and I'm going to give lots of options and lots of features and all kinds of stuff. And I emailed a test group after I put the page up, and I didn't make a single sale, and I couldn't believe it. And so I literally just scrapped. And the other thing is fail fast. I scrapped that entire design and changed it over to a simpler message. Just because you've got to learn to recognize the fail fast too when you do stuff that, and don't be afraid to change. And that's another great point about WordPress, is that with WordPress you can change the look and feel of your website in a couple of clicks. So that you can try different things and so forth. Once you get going and adding value, you can experiment with little things like changing a call to action or changing an image quickly to get someone to place an order on your site.
Right, and that's a good piece of advice, to fail fast, because when people are doing their own websites too, they've invested so much time and effort into how it looks or how it reads, that they're reluctant to let it go if it doesn't seem to be working.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, and I've had people, you know, people will say to me, it's just like, well, I get 100 visitors a day, you know, and I look at their stats, and it's not, they're not real visitors, and they're getting spam commenters, and they think that this their site is engaging because they're getting spam comments on their site. You know, you
right.
just have to really look at what you're doing, what value it's bringing, and don't be afraid to change.
Right. Now, let me ask you another question. We had mentioned plugins before as being, you know, analogous to, you know, apps on your phone. Do you have a list of what you would consider necessary plugins and or favorite plugins that you would recommend people need on their
blog? Yeah, I actually created a plugin called PluginBot, too, that actually lets people save all their favorite plugins, and it will give you an idea of the most popular plugins being used by people. But some of the core things that you need, there's a plugin called WordPress SEO by Yoast. That's Y-O-A-S-T. And that is the best plugin for making search engine optimizing your posts and your blog in one little shot. Another one is Google XML Sitemap. And what that does is it helps submit your site to Google so it gets indexed better. To deal with spam, there's a plugin called GrowMap. These are all free, by the way. GrowMap anti-spam bot plugin, and it's a genius plugin that pretty much kills any spam bots that are hitting your site. And there's no monthly fee like Kismet if you use that for commercial reasons. And then other plugins that I've used, there's, you know, things like Bad Behavior, which help prevent spam bots as well. There is Contact Form 7. If you want to put a simple contact form on your website, Contact Form 7 is a very flexible contact form. There are so many plugins, it's hard to even think of all of them. But those are the core ones that I usually install right away. The WordPress SEO by Yoast. Also, you know, I should mention Google Analytics. If you don't know what Google Analytics is, Google provides a free service that helps you track stats and visitors and so forth on your website. So it's recommended that you get a free Google Analytics account, and you can add that code to your website using another Google Analytics plugin.
And it's a very robust tool, by the way. Right. It gives more information than I'm capable of, you know, figuring out what to do with.
Me either. They really need to simplify it. And that's the other thing too, is the one other thing I do when I set up a blog is I sync it to Google Webmaster Tools. And what that is Google has another free service at Google Webmaster Tool, google.com/webmaster/tools. And they let you sync your sitemap up to Google Webmaster Tools, and they'll tell you where your traffic is coming from. They'll tell you the keywords that are coming in. They'll tell you if there's a problem with your site, if any pages aren't found and so forth. And also little things like that. When you use Google services, Google has a tendency to like you a little bit more in the search engines.
And that's always true. Google is the big dog out there. So when you use their stuff, they sort of reward you for it. Dan, we're actually coming to the end of the show, believe it or not. I think there's, you know, just a few seconds left. They're going to start playing this out with the music.
No worries.
Appreciate you taking the time today
to come
on. And this is Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, here every Monday on Rockstar Radio Network. See you next time.
Join Kalen for some Monday morning marketing madness every week at the same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about what and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, airs